The rules for tackling sharks are 1. If you want to speak truth to power, have a word with yourself first. Know who you are and what you stand for. 2. Meet sharks where they are, not where you'd like them to be. Find them in their rarefied environments if necessary. 3. Resist the urge to cling to like-minded people. Move out of your comfort zone and talk to different people. 4. Try not to look like prey. Be seen as an equal and match them for respect. 5. Avoid being forced into elevator pitches. Take time to persuade them that your change agenda might be material. 6. Don't adopt missionary positions. Avoid preaching like a missionary. It's not persuasive. 7. Don't assume that all sharks or orcas are evil. Many are simply a reflection of the systems that trained, selected, and incentivized them. 8. Avoid breathing your own exhaust fumes. Don't be taken in by your own propaganda. 9. Encourage leaders to get out more and take your own medicine. Powerful people are often sheltered and insulated. And 10. Recognise that whatever you do, and however well you do it, the work of others is important. Mobilise other people to promote the change you desire. What's good about it? The author has introduced concepts such as green growth, green consumer, green investor, and the triple bottom line, which includes people, planet, profit, and sometimes people, planet, prosperity. 25 years after inventing it, he announced a product recall, saying that it was not always being used properly and needed some fine-tuning. Alvin Toffler wrote Future Shock in 1970 and The Third Wave in 1980, introducing the idea of many bottom lines with economic and trans-economic objectives. John Elkington only realised later that his triple bottom line concept had been influenced by reading it a long time before. R. Buckminster Fuller promoted the idea of spaceship Earth and advocated that we need to switch our economies from weaponry to livingry. Lester Brown argued for the creation of an honest market, one that tells the ecological truth by reducing taxes on work and raising them on environmentally destructive activities. Light Greens are environmentalists who see protecting the environment as a personal responsibility. Dark Greens are so-called deep ecologists who see environmental problems as an inherent part of industrialisation that requires radical political and cultural changes and opposing consumerism and economic growth. Bright Greens are environmentalists who agree that radical changes are necessary, but conclude that systemic progress can be made using creative, constructive solutions that harness some of the processes of capitalism itself. In building his businesses, the author attracted many blue-chip clients, and when a rival wanted to buy them, they were dubbed green-chip businesses. What you have to watch? Nothing. This is comprehensive, thought-provoking, and beautifully written.